My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
That's right. The drive is live. Luke is in as Clint is out today. You hear Tyler. Tyler and Luke, interesting start to my day as I was driving in. There was a gentleman. It looked like he was on for a run. In, you know, our little neighborhood, and he walked across the street and just took his started taking his shirt off, and he started taking his shoes off. And at this point, I had already passed him, but I almost wanted to whip back around to see what the hell else he was going to do.
Maybe he felt like doing a little streaking.
My man, he looked like he was about to. He had just come across the street, and I was like, my man is taking. What the hell else is he about to take off? But no, it was an interesting start to the day, so I saw that I knew it was going to be a good time. It's going to be a good time today. Luke, this is the first time we've worked together, Luke. Tall drink of water Luke is. Good flowing hair. As Tyler said when he came in with that hat on, did not know he had that lettuce underneath.
Yeah, I didn't know you were rocking with all that hair, Luke. I've seen you around here quite a bit the last few weeks, but you always got the cap on like myself.
That's right. Yeah, hence the confusion. But yeah, I gotta try to look somewhat professional. Keep it hidden under the cap.
No, I like it. Yeah, let that thing go. But I just feel like we've got to break the ice. We've got to, you know, we're going to be doing this for 4 hours together. We've got to really, really just kind of get comfortable with each other, right? I think so. So, I mean, I think the best way to do that is for you to, you know, Luke, just express to us. Give us a story of your first time.
Tell us about your first time. I knew you were going there.
Let's go ahead. We're here. The Drive family is ready to understand your first time. Mine, if it's to help, mine, backseat of a Ford Escape at a Piggly Wiggly parking lot.
Wow.
Pretty late. The back part of the parking lot in Raytown, Missouri. It's a good time. Wasn't a great effort. Very quick.
Hold on, so
felt like she regretted it for the next couple of weeks. But I mean, hey, we got it done. Let's hear it. Go ahead. Let's just open it up.
Well, it was a family reunion, and you know.
All right, I did not have a family reunion. Oh, it was a family reunion.
Yeah, never saw her in that light before. No, I'm kidding. please, I would never share that on the radio either.
Third cousin's fine, man.
Yeah. Yeah, it was through marriage, not blood.
Yeah, marriage, huh?
That's my it. Man,
twice removed.
Well done.
I never saw her in that light before. 713-572-4610. You can share your first time stories as well. But no, man, that's how you get tight right there. That's how you break the ice right there. All right, couple of big moves happened in the AFC. And we heard the fellas just talking about it on the way in. Davante Adams. Davante Adams gets traded from the Raiders to the Jets. Everybody kind of saw this coming.
When I came out of the darkness.
And I know Aaron will say he had nothing to do with it. Just odd. Guys that he has histories with, from Randall Cobb to Alan Lazard to Nathaniel Hackett to Todd Downing to hell, everybody on the offensive side of the ball damn near he has had some sort of relationship with. But he is there going to be with the Jets. Also, the Bills, they trade for Amari Cooper from the Browns, and they get him in the fold. So the Bills add Amari Cooper, and the Jets add Davante Adams. And I'm throwing this out to you all, 713-572-4610. As a Texans fan, do those two moves concern you? How do those two moves make you feel? Where are you at when you hear those two moves that AFC powers, who have some offensive struggles, have added big-time receivers? Where are you at on that? 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, real quick, Ron, what's up today, man? You called Luke a tall drink of water. Caress John and wanted to see the dude streaking nude. I didn't want to see him streaking nude. He decided to do that himself. That's what he put on.
You're not gonna look.
No, I mean, yeah.
If there's a jogger starting to strip down,
takes his shirt and his shoes off. You didn't. I bet there were other people looking in their rearview mirrors. I bet there were other people trying to look. It's an odd thing from the text line. First time on a stairwell in my high school. 10th grade, before band practice, before school had cameras. Nice job. There you go.
That's really good for somebody in the band, too.
That seems better than mine. It was very uncomfortable in that backseat of that Ford Escape before they kind of had it extended.
The showman.
This is a newer version. But, Luke, your concern. Your concern for the Texans, in terms of the Texans with those moves, where are you at with that?
Yeah, for the Jets, I wouldn't be concerned. Now, this is the move the Jets had to make, but I still don't think they're enough with Davante Adams to be considered Super Bowl contenders in the AFC. I mean, for one, they don't even have a coach now. And I know Robert Saleh wasn't a great head coach to begin with. Rodgers is kind of like the head coach. But what's the history of interim coaches having much success? You know, Rich Bisaccia was the first one to even lead a team to the playoffs. Yep. So the Jets already, with or without Davante Adams, are not in a great spot to compete in the AFC, in my opinion. The Bills is certainly more concerning. Now, I do want to see it play out a little bit, but just first reaction when I see the news today, if I'm a Texans fan, that one makes me a little more concerned, because Buffalo tried it these last couple weeks with this by committee approach on offense. And it worked great early in the season against some bad teams, but not so good these last couple weeks. And with that offense, or with that roster that the Bills have been using these last couple weeks, that's not a Super Bowl roster to me. I mean, I know the Chiefs last year, you can make the case, they didn't have this big-time receiver. They had a much better defense last year than the Bills are currently working with. So Buffalo needed some help if they wanted to compete in the AFC. And Cooper might be that guy where you come in, you give him some sort of weapon on offense to go with those tight ends and the run game. Josh Allen's running. And as the point you made earlier, I mean, you almost beat the Texans when Josh Allen played terrible on the road with no weapons whatsoever. Now you throw in Amari Cooper. That's the concerning move to me. The Jets, they're not even in my mind as a Texans fan. I'm not worried about them until that kickoff in a few weeks. But otherwise, you know, the Bills, that's the concern.
Completely agree. So, as I see some people rolling here, someone said, not concerned at all. What else here? Both teams got better, but Aaron Rodgers is the problem in New York, not the offense. They don't scare. And I got to say, Luke, I agree a lot with that texter. The Jets, nothing. And I think Devontae's the better player between him and Cooper.
Agreed.
Right now. But I don't think Davante Adams is the guy that was in Green Bay. Also right? I think he's still very good. I think Aaron and Davante have taken drops down. I mean, they've gotten older. They've gotten, you know, they're removed now. They're not the same players we saw together in Green Bay several years back. So I think that brings them back a little bit. And to that person, man, Aaron Rodgers is one of the worst, I'd say, leaders of great players I've ever seen. You know what I mean? Like, he's a great player. Aaron's a Hall of Famer. But in terms of, like, you know, the ones compared to where Peyton went and took over the Broncos, and Brady went and took over the Buccaneers. They brought a sense of this is how you do it.
Right.
This is I'm gonna take on the leadership role. Those dudes, right? They had to. I think they almost got in trouble for practicing too much. Right. It was during COVID. Tom had them at some kind of high school, and yeah. And then Manning was practicing too much. He's in Egypt during mandatory minicamp. Like Aaron is, and he's a bad decision maker. Thinking like, oh yeah, let me bring in Nathaniel Hackett in or call plays. Like he's a bad decision maker. So the Jets to me don't concern. I know that the Texans play him coming up at the end of this month, but the Jets have no concern at all to me. I think the biggest thing with this whole thing, fellas, is I think this is great for the Texans because the Chiefs didn't get Amari Cooper. They weren't going to get Devontae Adams. The Raiders weren't going to trade him to the Chiefs. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs is the team. There are two teams to me that could be in the way of the Texans that should concern the Texans. And that's the Chiefs and that's the Ravens. And the Chiefs feel a lot more vulnerable to the Texans now that Rashee Rice is injured and is probably going to miss the year. Hollywood Brown is injured, probably going to miss the year. They're depending on Juju Smith-Schuster and Xavier Worthy, who's a rookie just catching on. They are going to try and, I think, trade for a receiver. Amari Cooper was tops on their list from what I hear and would be a great fit for them. They didn't get him. He goes to the Bills. I think it's great news for the Texans that the Chiefs, because now when you look at receivers and the Chiefs need one, DeAndre Hopkins is probably at the top of that list. And then after that, I think everybody else probably thinks they're still in and they're not trading people. I don't think that the Titans are going to trade Calvin Ridley if they just signed him. I don't think any of that's going to happen. It's tough pickings now for the Chiefs to go get a wide receiver. So to me, I think the Texans really went out right there that the Chiefs is going to be much more difficult for them to improve their team at that position.
I'll throw a name at you in a sec, but first let me ask you this. It's almost like in high school, I guess, when you're interested in a girl.
Is that when your first time was in high school? Just let it out.
It was in the stairwell. No, it wasn't. I'm going to milk this for 4 hours, and before we sign off for the day, maybe I'll tell you the true story. Later before we go, final segment. So we call that a tease. Stay
that's a
tuned.
Hell, that's yeah. a long tease.
Yeah, that's right. That's how you get them to
hell of
stay
a tease.
Yeah.
Hell of a tease.
That's how you keep the audience all afternoon.
I'm intrigued.
So I forgot my scenario for a moment. Okay, say you're in high school and there's this girl you like and you're interested in. You don't want her to start dating the dude with like the motorcycle because you can't match up with him. You want her to start dating the guy in chess club because you still have a shot to get to her. So I say that because do you think it's worth it for the Texans? Like, is this scenario worth it to have him go to the Bills, make them a little bit better, as long as it doesn't make the Chiefs even better?
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like, one, you already have a win over the Bills. So, the way it looks, you're going to be ahead of them in the standings if things continue to play out. And I think you feel much more comfortable with the Bills than you do with the Chiefs. I mean, you just logically you should. This is the Chiefs have been the gold standard of the league. They've got Mahomes, they've got Andy Reid, they've got that defense. You would feel better about that. And Amari Cooper or another top receiver makes them obviously more difficult to deal with, right? And they're going to try to add something, but I don't know if they get something that's better than Amari Cooper. And if you are thinking about the big long play, which the Texans are 5-1, they are headed to the playoffs and headed to winning this division and headed to a pretty good seed in the AFC. The long play is the weaker the Chiefs and Ravens are, that's what the Texans want to have. The weaker that they are, and I think these two moves make the Chiefs much more weaker. We'll see what happens with the Ravens, but it does. We'll see what they do. They may have to, like now Mike Williams is on the block. They may get a Mike Williams, but I mean, if I'm a Texans fan, I'd rather you have Mike Williams than Amari Cooper.
Now let me throw out a name, and this might be ridiculous. This was just the first name that popped in my head. The Carolina Panthers are terrible. I don't think Adam Thielen moves the needle, but they did sign Deontay Johnson to only a 2-year contract.
Yeah.
Would the Panthers move Johnson, and would the Chiefs, would that be some sort of scenario where Kansas City could bring him in and then you really have to worry?
That one would make me more concerned than like Mike Williams because I think anybody with Mahomes and Andy Reid are going to be a better fit, and we'll see. You would see. So Diontae Johnson's a good one. That's probably one over. Like I'd probably take Diontae Johnson right now over Hopkins. I think he can do more right now than what Hopkins can do. So I just think it was with those moves. I think the Jets. I know what those two have done before, but that they got problems. They got internal problems, and I think it starts with the dude under center and Aaron Rodgers, who, as you said, pretty much is the head coach. And
it's that simple.
The Bills. It doesn't scare me, but they clearly are the better ones. I think the biggest thing is who Amari Cooper went to. Right now with the Texans.
I'm with you. Aaron Rodgers is like the Charles Manson of the NFL, where he doesn't have his hands on anything, but he's pulling all the strings behind the scenes. I didn't get Robert Saleh fired.
Man, LeBron could never get away with
this. I didn't bring Davante Adams in.
Who, LeBron, me?
Man, he is, I didn't do that. I didn't do that. Wow, I can't believe they made that move.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
I can't believe they made that move. Yeah,
you knew. There's a reason why Manson went to jail. But I've always subscribed to the Pet Sematary theory, the Stephen King book that was turned into a movie, that anytime you try to run something back, it's never as good as the second time. And for those, I wish my dog who passed away was still around. And then he came out of the grave and he was evil and he tormented the family. Same idea. Like, whenever you try to run it back, it never works as well. So just because you get Rodgers and Davante Adams, he's not the same wide receiver he was in Green Bay. Rodgers is far from the same quarterback he was in Green Bay. Don't expect the same results just because you pair these two together and they were successful, you know, a handful of seasons ago. So I don't think I think it's far from fixing their problems in New York with this move.
Real despicable human being here on the text line. First time was at was in the basement at church, prayed for forgiveness later. Sir or ma'am, whichever it is. Like, I just...
That is the house of the Lord.
I don't think I could perform.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could either.
Like, I don't think if this had to happen, we're at a church. I don't know, was this at some sort of a sleep-in?
Oh, I bet it was like one of those church lock-ins.
Be careful. This is
I couldn't kiss without looking around.
A lot of therapy sessions have begun with that sentence, so we have to be careful what exactly the context of this scenario was. So,
first time was in the basement.
I've seen movies about that. I don't know.
Lock-ins, man. I couldn't believe they set up our youth group in those situations.
Hey, you ain't lying. Those lock-ins used to go down.
Dangerous.
Like, but I mean, it was really flirtatious, but not. Yeah. Not trying to do nothing.
We weren't banging in the basement.
No, I don't think. Yeah. I don't think there might have been some. There might have been some people hitting them bathroom stalls.
Oh God. Sinners.
Could you imagine being the chaperone? God, dog, I don't ever want to be the chaperone no more. These kids, these nasty ass kids today. Mm-mm. in the basement. Talking about I pray for forgiveness later. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
I hope
first
so.
Time, New Year's Eve, house party at her house. Now that's good. That's good. I like that. Didn't know she had a girlfriend, and by the end of the party, it turned into a three-way. You're lying. I don't believe that. I do not believe that. I don't believe anybody's first time was a threesome.
No.
I refuse to believe that.
That's too overwhelming.
Yes.
First time.
Because even if that were to happen, you're not equipped to handle that situation.
I don't know what I'm doing with one, let alone two.
Especially then.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm trying to think of another, if there was another person, another female in that 40 shape. like, what
they do have three rows of seats, don't they?
No, that one didn't. That one didn't. But I grabbed, when you grab the that coat hanger and swing through. All right, there's a tease right there. Luke said by the end of the show, he promises to give us the full story of his first time. Text line comes through. Tyler, you never gave us your first time. It's
bathroom counter at my parents' house in Baytown.
Do they still live in that house?
They do not.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
Gonna say I'm never going over there.
I want to go to the scene. All right,
use the other bathroom.
Let's see if I can still feel those ass cheeks. Who was on the counter? All right, no. All right, it's
classified.
It's off. It's off the rails early as the drive continues. Coming up, I got to give credit. I got to give credit where credit is due. And I'm going to be nice to Jake. Jake Myers.
I screwed up.
I got a feeling I'm going to be on Area 45 tonight. That's coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hubley.
Did I read this correctly? Jake Myers is a finalist for a Gold Glove.
You're damn right.
Good for that. Good for Jake. Good for Jake. God, who are the other finalists in center field? It's just got to be. It's got to be a who's who. No, man, I'm gonna give Jake. Listen, if you've listened to this, I'm not a Jake Myers guy.
I screwed up.
Me and Patrick Creighton go the opposite ways. Patrick Creighton is willing to down a hill of Jake Myers. I knew so when he wanted to compare Julio Rodriguez and Jake Myers. I knew he was willing to die on that hill.
Ron Hewley.
And I damn near respected it. Like, when he didn't flinch on Julio Rodriguez, I respected it. But congratulations to... I think congratulations to both of them. Congratulations to Jake and Patrick Creighton. Jake Myers.
Who, well done, boys.
Luckily, they do not look at throwing
You're right. Are you gonna give Jake his flowers?
You're right.
Come on, man.
That was damn, man. It's Aaron Rodgers. I saw him on the screen. He makes me become a hater. I'm sorry, he does.
Which photo got you more excited? The Jerry Jones on Sunday or Aaron Rodgers last night?
It was Aaron, man.
Yeah?
Aaron, man. Jerry just had his 82nd birthday ruined. I think that's why Jerry's in such a foul mood. Couldn't have the ladies he wanted. Couldn't do the drugs he wanted to do. I mean, that's probably what got Jerry ticked off. But Jake, I'm sorry. Jake, well deserved. Caught every single ball that was there for him to catch. Made a couple of plays. That one where he climbed the wall. he made some great. He's deserving of this. And I hope he wins. All right, I'm not going to lie. I hope Jake doesn't win because I'll never hear the end of it from Patrick. It is not because of Jake. If it wasn't for Patrick Creighton, I would be all right with it.
Ron Hewley.
No. But no, he congratulates. Listen, Jake, if you watch, this was not in the cards for Jake. Like, they wished that Jake could be an elite defender. He worked himself to get to this point. And congratulations, it's paid off. Icing into the year, right, Tyler? I said, if Jake Myers, which I still think was nuts for them to put him in at the start of the season based off what happened the previous year. But I said, if Jake could do one thing well, he could just do one thing well, whether that is power, whether that is, you know, base running, defense. If he could do one thing well in center field, that would be helpful. Well, clearly he did. He is a finalist for the Gold Glove in center field, which is one of those premium defensive positions in baseball. And congratulations to Jake. I'm not
going to be able to leave it at that.
Yeah, I'm not leaving it at that. Congratulations to Jake.
All right.
And Patrick.
I'm in between the two of you, I guess. I liked his defense more than it appears you did. I wouldn't compare him to Julio Rodriguez. I wouldn't go that far as a player. But I do think the defense is obviously what he brings to the table. That's why Dana Brown liked him. You know, said his defense was special before the start of the season. And I get the consideration. I get it's worthy. But I'll say this. The Gold Glove Awards in general are a little fugazi. I mean, there's plenty of examples. Rafael Palmeiro won the award when
Let's hear that. Let's hear that. Little fugazi. Okay.
Yeah. There was the time Rafael Palmeiro won the award in 1999 for playing, I think it was 24 games at first base and DHing the rest of the season. So, you know, and that's just one of the examples. So, whenever you have the voting for these awards, and defense is hard to try to compare one guy to the other. We've gotten a little better nowadays with the analytics and the metrics these days to try to judge defense, but it's hard. So, congrats to Jake Myers, but just in general, the pessimistic approach for me is this Gold Glove Awards, they're kind of, like I said, fugazi. I mean, you just it's hard to decipher who the best truly is at that position because there's not a lot of stats you can look at.
Let me ask you all this. And the people listening, you can jump in on this. He's won the Gold Glove. He had a for Jake, a career year offensively. And I'm not trying to be an ass when I say he did, right? He had a career year offensively for Jake. Do you think Jake should automatically be penciled in as the starting center fielder next year? Like you think that should be, they've got their center fielder in Jake Myers?
No. I would say no.
Tyler, you can say it on the air. You don't have to shake it up. You can say
no. No, I do not believe that should be the case.
Yeah, I get the whole idea of you got to be strong up the middle, right? It was the old cliche, the catcher, shortstop, center fielder. I think it's a little antiquated. I mean, his OPS was well below average. He's a, you know, whatever, 219 hitter, whatever it is. I think you need more production from that position offensively. To the defense is not enough for me. I would look to upgrade. If I go into the start of the season, that's my center fielder, I don't feel the worst about it, but yeah. I would try to upgrade.
But even on the roster, like, you know, I know what, like Dubon, who is up for utility man again. He probably is going to win it again. He won it last year. He'll probably win it again. He's still on the roster. He's a much better offensive player, despite what crazy-ass Adam Spillane has to say about things. But I it seems, though, what they did last year with no Gold Glove finalists of Jake, they put him right in as the starter. I'd imagine they would do it again, and I would imagine center field is probably not a spot Dana Brown and them will look to improve. Who knows? If they don't bring back Bregman, maybe that's a place where they spend money or something and have a better offensive center fielder and go in a different direction on third base. But I would imagine this is probably solidified Jake's spot as being the starting center fielder for the Houston Astros next year.
Probably. I mean, it vindicates, you know, Dana Brown and the whole thought process. This is what they expected from him with that defense. This is why they wanted him out there, because of that defense. And now you get this award, at least a finalist.
Finalist.
And, yeah.
It's not an award.
Yeah, not yet. I won't get ahead of myself. So, but, you get him on the list of the final three, and you think, like, oh, yeah, plan's working perfectly.
Jake has made some great catches, according to the text line. His arm is trash, though. Look, guys, let's not do that. I know I probably, as a leader, led you through a place of just taking Jake out by the knees. That's on me. Let's
hold on, so
it's Ron. Let's be nice to Jake. Okay, Jake, great season. I don't think you should be the starter next year, but Jake, great season, man. And if he wins this damn award, I'll buy Patrick a bottle of whiskey.
Well, that's nice of you.
Patrick seems like a whiskey drinker. I'll buy him a bottle of whiskey. What's the cheap whiskey?
Gotta see
Mac.
No, I think we can go lower than that. Is there a Kentucky Tavern? I'll get him a huge bottle for $7. No, I'll get him some good whiskey. I'll get him some good whiskey. If Jake wins this thing, I'll get him some good whiskey.
You gotta see who he's up against. You know, maybe first before you see what your chances are.
No. It doesn't matter. He weathered this, and he got himself through this. And Patrick believed, and I sure as hell didn't believe. He believed. So I'll buy him a bottle of whiskey if he wins this thing. All right, coming up, D'Amico Ryans. He spoke, I guess, kind of on. I think what is a very important situation right now, especially when you see who's been going into games in his position. We'll discuss what he had to say and what this really means for the Texans moving forward. That's next.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Text line is accusing our partner Luke here, who is in for Clint Sterner. Clint's out today. He'll be back tomorrow. Accusing Luke of sounding like Nick Caserio.
That happens every time I'm on these airwaves.
Really?
Yep.
Does it really? I don't hear it.
I'm normally on board with voice twins, but I don't hear that one.
We've even done like a side. When I was on In the Loop one day, we did a side-by-side. We played a clip of him. I had to repeat what he said.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
I don't hear it.
I don't hear it. I mean, maybe a hint, but it's not like B. Scott and Cecil Shorts or
they
something.
They don't sound like each other either. When you heard it, I believe you almost
subconsciously
made it. Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, I don't hear it. I don't hear Luke sounding like Nick Caserio. I'm not hearing that. All right, D'Amico Ryans talked a lot yesterday as he was on In the Loop earlier on Monday yesterday, talking about the game and getting ready for this next game against the Packers. But he talked about, was asked about Christian Harris. And it's been a minute now. This was him and his exchange with the media about Christian Harris.
You ask me about Christian every week. I'll let you know when Christian is back.
But no practice this week for him?
I'll let you know when Christian is back.
The success that he
got.
Right, so kind of joking. I'll let you know when Christian is back.
Yeah, ask him about him every week.
Yeah, coach.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're asking you about him every week. I'm not going to lie. We're starting to get folks have been texting in a little bit more frequently about, hey, any update on Christian Harris?
Where art thou?
Well, that is the update on Christian Harris. Hey, man, if I remember right, I don't know why I just went to Stephen A. there, but if I remember right, this is some sort of injury, right?
You got to be crazy.
It was a calf injury. Man, we're getting into to Kyle Tucker territory right now. I'm just saying how long this is. Oh. He is not practiced in pads all training camp.
Has anybody checked his shin?
He went, I think it was a calf. He went, if you remember, it's a calf, correct?
Strained calf, yeah.
Strained calf. He came back on like a Sunday to practice, and there was excitement, love in the air, excitement in the air for him. Like, oh, he's out. And then he re-injured it. And we never saw him again. And he has not played. They're 6 weeks in. He's marched through D'Nico Autry's suspension and all of the preseason. Hell, that's 10 weeks. They played 4 preseason games. Hell, it's 11. There's a week in between the preseason game and the start of the season. He is not, we're working on months now on a strained calf. I'm a bit concerned on when in the world is this cat coming back? A strained calf is not generally 10 weeks, right? Or I'm off.
No, you're on it. And just like the comp you made, shin is normally not 3.5 months. Yeah,
fine. Well, we finally got some honesty from the Astros down the stretch about there was a small fracture. I don't know what it is, but like, hey, dog, when Neville Hewitt's got to roll in here and play as many snaps as he had to pay, as he had to play, excuse me, and Christian Harris is your best linebacker, what you said, I mean, Azeez has been special since he's been here, but he is your most talented linebacker. Yo, hell yeah, they're asking you about it every week. They should.
Yeah, rightfully so. I mean, we're all annoyed whenever we're asked the same thing over and over again. I get that, but for D'Amico Ryans, and he knows the game, I mean, that's part of it. They have to be asking every week because each week goes by with no substantial update. It is like the Kyle Tucker thing because it's twofold. I mean, number one, it's lingering longer than anybody probably anticipated. But number two, there's just not enough specific details. There's no sort of timeline. So then you're just left to wonder, well, maybe next week. Is it going to be the week after? Because you thought he'd be back by now. And I looked this up earlier to try to refresh my memory on the timeline, and I found an article from July 20th talking about the injury having already occurred, so that puts you at 3 months. The tweak happened, according to this article, middle of August, so even that's another 2 months ago.
Wow!
So, yeah, for a strained calf where I remember being on the air just before the season started thinking, that's only going to be the required 4 games, he'll be back, no problem, and now here we are. 3 months after the start of the injury, with still no certainty of when that return is going to come, you could certainly understand the questions. And for Houston sports fans, it's once bitten, twice shy. After you just went through this with a number of guys, really, over the past few months in the baseball season, and now it's like, well, what's going on? There's no timeline, and this injury is going on a lot longer than anybody anticipated. 3 months for a calf strain seems ridiculous. So you got to keep asking the questions until you get some serious answers. But obviously, coach speak, they're not going to give that to you.
Yeah, and I guess we have reached Kyle Tucker. If it's 3 months, I guess we have reached the Kyle Tucker thing. It's just, and I think that's the other part that you're kind of hitting towards, is if we had some more concrete evidence or something. Because right now, you're just left to speculate. And mm-hmm. right now, right, fellas, it's foolish to think it's a calf. Right, at this point, a strained calf. Hell, I mean, that is, like, you, and to me, my mind would go to, what is this? What's ailing Christian McCaffrey? What, are we sliding down? Because the calf is right next to, that was what they call KD's. Right before he blew his Achilles out, was a calf strain, is what they called it. And it makes you just, but we don't know because we don't have very much information. We just know Buddy ain't been on the field but once in shorts and a helmet in the last 3 months. Mm-hmm. And he hurt himself doing that.
Yeah.
So the thought is, like, this is an important defensive player. Coming into the year, I would say he was a top four defensive player for you. Right, the two ends, Derek Stingley and him. I would argue those were the top four. Someone said Houston media is soft. No, I don't think they're soft on this one. I mean, D'Amico's not going to tell you. He doesn't have to. But you do continue to ask every week. You have to. That, because I don't, like, whenever he starts practicing, I don't know that necessarily means that, all right, as soon as he starts practicing, that next game he's going to play. It may take some time.
I would think so.
Before he rolls out there. It is an interesting thing to where you're left to think, this is not a calf thing. Is this an Achilles thing? Is this something worse? Because a calf strain ain't no damn 3 months.
It's definitely got to be something worse. I could see it being a calf issue. I think the more questionable word is the strain. I think if it is a calf injury, it's a more serious calf issue. Somebody on YouTube mentioned Achilles as well. Yeah, maybe it is something like that. I could see it being a calf injury. But just a strained calf and you're out 3 months, like you said, you're only on the field one day, and even that was too much, and that was over 2 months ago now. So that, to me, is the more suspicious word, is the strain. You want to tell me he's dealing with a calf injury? Sure, but it's got to be more serious than what they have led on or told us from the beginning, because he should be back by now, or at least ramping up to be back by now, doing some things, and you're thinking, okay, maybe he could play next week, but it still seems like it's kind of a ways away.
Do you think he beats Autry back? Autry suspended for the next 4 weeks. Do you think he, because he's eligible to come back for the Dallas game, is he back by the Cowboys game? Is Christian Harris back at the? Is he back at the same time as
weak ass Cowboys?
As Mario Edwards Jr. That's who suspended the next 4 weeks.
That's a good question.
I mean, it don't sound like any signs.
I know. Not this week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste, because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I forgot what he looks like. I've got to find a photo of him.
Obviously won't be this. I think it's even too soon to expect him to come back and just play next week, too. You know, you're looking at least the third week. And then at that point, Cowboys game's only 2 weeks later. I mean, they might be on the same time frame. And at that point, now you're talking 4 months if he returns. If that's best case scenario at this rate, 4 weeks from now for that Cowboys game or the fifth game from now, then you're talking about out for 4 months, which, the season's only about a normal season. I know this injury didn't happen at the start of the season, but just to try to put it in perspective, I mean, an NFL season's only 4.5 months. You know, it becomes the length of a full season, this calf injury, if he doesn't come back in the next 4 weeks.
It's crazy. It's crazy. He's cleared a PED suspension with a strained calf. Yeah. By the way, I just looked up his photo. He could come in here and sit down here right now. I would not know that was Christian Harris. Unless they were coming in to tell me. I don't have his visual. I saw that. That's not what I envisioned. Like, he could walk past me at HEB, would not have it.
To be fair, football players are always the toughest because the helmets.
I cover the Texans. I think I have most Texans starters that by visual where I can say, oh
yeah.
Like, I saw Diggs at that breakfast spot. Oh yeah, Christian Harris. I just looked up that photo. I don't have Christian Harris.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Don't have Christian Harris. All right, coming up, Jerry Jones has lost his mind. And shout out to the host who was able to keep us cool. But if you have not heard Jerry Jones at a low point, you do not want to miss that. That's coming up next.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.